Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 18 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, September 17th, from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next hour. Hinky Dinky Time Radio is going on hiatus for 2 weeks after tonight's show. Next week, Merle Haggard is in town, and on October 1st, I won't be. But I'll be back with a brand new show on October 8th.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
And with the break, we have more upcoming birthdays than we can fit into 1 week, but we're going to honor a bunch of them. We also have a couple of recent departures, a few requests, and some calendar events to duly note. Tonight's show figures to run a little long. And yes, Hinky Dinky Supermarkets is once again our sponsor this week. And let's check in and see what's going on down at the supermarket with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Bob and Ray.
Bob and Ray here now with another one of Bob and Ray Faces America's Problems. With great advances and strides being made in high mathematics and in science, there still are simple problems in basic arithmetic that somehow are causing severe troubles all over this country. I think we can demonstrate that now by turning on a microphone that we have installed at a huge food supermarket not too far from our studios. See what we mean when we say that America must face up to arithmetic and particularly fractions.
All right. Your beans, your bread, and all.
Lovely day we're having.
Just a minute, ma'am.
Been a nice season.
Ma'am.
Yes?
This canned corn is 3 for $29. You've only got 2 cans here. Do you want to go back and get the other one?
No, I only want the
last
2.
The last item on your list.
Mm-hmm. I only want the 2.
I know, but it's 3 for $29.
Is that so? I know it says on one can, 3 strike $29.
That's right.
Is that what that means?
3 for $29.
Uh-huh. But I don't want 3.
You don't
3.
Need... You don't
As a
need
matter
3.
Of fact, I'm the only one in the house who likes this particular kind, you see.
I see, but that
so
doesn't help me any.
So to buy 3 would be almost a lifetime.
I know, but if you buy 2, you see, it comes out to 9 2/3 cents a can, and we don't have fractions on the machine here.
Uh-huh.
So you'll have to either take 3 or I'll have to charge you for 3, I guess.
I don't want 3 now, please.
Couldn't you invite somebody over for dinner and...
I don't know a soul. I don't know a soul who likes this as much as I do.
But you do understand my problem, don't you, ma'am?
This you have my sympathies, but honestly, I do not want...
There's another brand over there that's 2 for $16.
Oh, no, no, no.
Wait
well,
just
I
a moment, will
get.
You, ma'am?
All right.
I'll have to get the... Mr. Flurd?
Yeah.
Mr. Flurd?
Yes.
Would you step over here a minute?
Do you want to check cash? Do I see your driver's
license,
ma'am?
No, she doesn't. Look, it's
yes.
this, Mr. Flurd.
Here it is.
You don't need to see a driver's license. I know her. But she wants 2 cans of this 3 for $0.29 corn.
Yes. She wants what?
She only wants 2 cans, Mr. Flurd.
Yes.
And you see, we can't make it come out on the machine.
Ma'am, it's 3 for $0.29.
That's
you
what
to
I
take...
told her, Mr. Flurd. I told
you.
Her that.
You have to take 3.
No, I don't. No, I don't have to take 3.
It comes out to 14.5 cents if she takes 2, Mr.
Don't
Flurd.
Don't be crying about it, lady. I mean, you got to take the 3, that's all. Look, I'll tell you what. Can we
You're
get
holding
you
up the line, ma'am.
We don't have the money for 3.
Mr. Flurd, can you handle this? Because I don't know
I
what
wonder.
To do. I've been...
It's almost our 15th anniversary. How about us making a... No, that wouldn't work either. I was going to suggest that we give her 1.
She doesn't want it, Mr. Flurd.
Well, if...
I try to get her to take the 2 for $16, but she wouldn't
take
do that.
Take a third one, and I'll take it out of your expenses.
Thank you, sir. You certainly know how to solve problems.
I don't want 3. Take them all back.
So there you have it. Fractions in arithmetic causing trouble across the country.
A note just came in
There's
here,
a
Ray.
Store that lost a customer.
Ray, here's a note just came to us.
Fine. Oh. Oh, they
Well, this note says that in a case of an item of 3 for $29, if a person buys only two, they would ordinarily charge 10 cents apiece, or 20 cents for two.
Make it cloudy.
3 for $29, which would be the bargain, encouraging people to buy three, but they didn't. I see. Well, shucks. Forget that problem, America. Forget it.
Nothing to worry about.
There is absolutely nothing to worry about, and I couldn't be happier not to have anything to do with the supermarket business myself, because it would make me crazy. It would, I'd just simply go insane. Gee, there's a segue. We have birthdays. We have lots of birthdays between now and when we return on October 8th. And on October 3rd, Lindsey Buckingham, best known for his participation in the group Fleetwood Mac, is celebrating a birthday. Lindsey was born in 1949 on that date. And this was the single and the title cut from his first solo album from 1980-something. This is Go Insane. Sometimes that 80s sound isn't too bad. Yesterday, we lost Mary Travers of Peter, Paul, and Mary. She passed away at the age of 72 from leukemia. There are some nice tributes if you visit marytravers.com from her compatriots. They had some very nice things to say about her as a friend and a partner. In 1971, the members of Peter, Paul, and Mary released solo albums. Peter's was named Peter, Paul's was named Paul, and Mary's solo album was titled And Mary. And this was the single from the And Mary album, 1971. This is a song called Follow Me.
It's by far the hardest thing I've ever done, to be so in love with you and so alone. Follow me where I go, what I do and who I know. Make it part of you to be a part of me. Follow me up and down, all the way and all around. Take my hand and I will follow too. It's long been on my mind, you know it's been a long, long time. I'll try to find a way that I can make you understand the way I feel about you and just how much I need you to be there where I can talk to you, where there's no one else around. Follow me where I go, what I do and who I know. Make it part of you, a part of me. Follow me up and down, all the way and all around. Take my hand and I will follow too. You see, I'd like to share my life with you and show you things I've seen, places where I'm going to, places where to have you there beside me and never feel alone. And all the time that you're with me, then we will be at home. Follow me where I go, what I do and who I know. Make it part of you to be a part of me. Follow up and down, all the way. Take my hand and I will follow too.
I should have known you would treat me this way. I should have known I should have stayed alone. If I just used my head, I'd have sent you away. If only somehow I knew what I know now. Your love is bitter honey, sweet and sour. But not forget you. It must be love that has kept me this way. It made me a slave. It made me behave. It's not love at its best, but it could be someday. I'll wait and I'll see. You're worth it to me. I love you. Yes.
And that's Bitter Honey by a band called The Holy Mackerel from 1969. And that voice you heard singing that was well-known songwriter and lesser-known actor Paul Williams. That was a band he fronted back in 1969. It didn't last very long. Of course, Paul Williams wrote many, many big, big hits for Three Dog Night and Helen Reddy, The Carpenters, The Monkees. Goes on and on and on. He appeared in many motion pictures, including one of my favorite films, The Loved One, which he made in 1965 when he was a teenager. And he scored many films as a film composer, and he's had a very long career. He'll be 69 years old on Saturday. Also on Saturday, some of the birthdays we're not going to honor musically tonight. Cass Elliot, Mama Cass, was born on that date in 1941. And to catch us up on a couple of birthdays before Saturday, today is Hank Williams' birthday, or would have been Hank Williams' birthday. He would have been 86 years old or something. The late Dee Dee Ramone, the original drummer from the Ramones, was born on Friday. Well, Friday would be his birthday. And what else can we say? We've got another birthday. We've got lots of birthdays. It's all about the birthdays tonight on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Cub Coda, who sort of a cult rock and roll legend. He was the singer, songwriter, and frontman for Brownsville Station back in the 1970s. Of course, their great big hit was Smokin' in the Boys' Room, and October 1st will be his birthday. He's not with us anymore, but he was born in 1948. My favorite Brownsville Station song is It's All About the Party, and since we're celebrating birthdays, what better to hear than Brownsville Station's Kings of the Party?
Understand what I'm talking about. You know, it seems like no matter where we go to play a concert at, there's one thing that remains constant. From the beginning to the very end of the show, you can always count on about 100 to 500 people down in the very front row screaming one word at the top of their lungs. Boogie! And sometimes the feeling prevails upon them so hard, beloved, that they just have to mount up on the stage and get to gigging with the band. And when they do, uh-oh, here comes the security buzz, and the scene is something like this. Hey, you guys are really good, man. I dig up on you guys. When you gonna play Smoking in the... Ow! 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 Man, you made me drop my bottle of wine on the floor. See, there you go. So we're gonna dedicate this song to everybody listening, because the ones that get into it are definitely the kings of the party! Outside the door. 'Cause we're the king.
kings of the party, the baddest people alive. We're the kings of the party. Come, come, come on and slip me five. We're the kings of the rock and roll party, 'cause we get it on.
To the town of our free rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more. 1 in 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip.
That was Marty Robbins' Big Iron. Marty's got a birthday coming up on September 26th. He was born in 1925. Someday I got to look up some information, figure out who's playing guitar on that track, because it knocks me out. That's such a nice record. You probably know Marty from such bigger hits as El Paso and from the rock and roll era. From the rock and roll era, white sport coat and a pink carnation, things like that. He died in 1973. I'm not sure what year Big Iron was recorded. I know that my friend Rory has visited Marty's grave. It looks like a very, very expensive headstone as well. Speaking of 1973, this is a top 10 hit from 1973. This is B.W. Stevenson. His birthday is coming up on October 5th. I know you'll recognize this. This is Pure Gold from the 1970s. Enjoy. This is My Maria. This is kind of a bittersweet moment for me. The Cubs are 9 games back and 7 games out in the wild card race, having won just enough games over the course of the last week to toy with my emotions. Pitcher Rich Harden is evidently done for the year. He's been sat down for pitching poorly. Unless he accepts arbitration, he's probably done as a Cub. Alfonso Soriano had surgery on his phantom knee injury, and not seeing him play again till spring is just fine with me. Failing a miracle, this will be the last Cubs report for the 2009 baseball season, though I'm sure you can look forward to some sporadic updates as the off-season unfolds and new ownership takes over. Like I said, barring a miracle, they're not out of it mathematically. And when I come back on October 8th, we could be talking about playoff baseball. But I'm about ready to get off this roller coaster, so whatever. The Nebraska Cornhuskers are undefeated in the pre-conference cream puff season, but they're a 3.5-point dog to the Virginia Tech team this Saturday, which I'm informed is on ABC at 2:30 Central Time. Don't miss that game. It's going to be a good one. Don't be surprised if the weekly Husker Report debuts when Hinky Dinky Time returns from vacation. And that's this week and this season's, presumably, Chicago Cubs baseball report. I'm going to take a moment here to read you a piece of email. As you know, in the past, I have played my Uncle Jim's contributions to this program unheard by me. I'd like to enjoy them as a surprise along with you. My uncle says that, Mike, this might be a good time to feature a great anti-war song. In the summer of 1977, Judy and I took Dan and Eric on a trip to Ireland. We stopped in a town in the southwest called Dingle. There we saw a poster advertising the Furry Brothers with Davy Arthur appearing in Dingle that very evening. At the time, we had no knowledge or appreciation of Irish folk music outside of the Clancy Brothers and the Chieftains. We hadn't any other plans, so we decided to go. The venue was kind of a seedy dance hall near the docks. The crowd was of all ages, teens to octos, and the beer was flowing. When the Furries came out, and that's Furry spelled F-U-R-E-Y, there was general mayhem, and we soon discovered why. These guys were extraordinary singers and instrumentalists and played unprettily but with raw passion. The four brothers, Finbar, George, Eddie, and Paul, had recently joined with Scotsman Davy Arthur and had a repertory of great songs and great jams. We had the time of our lives and became huge fans. That same summer, this band had a major hit on the Irish charts. And you can imagine what a big deal a major hit on the Irish charts would be. That's a cover of a 1970 song called The Green Fields of France, written by Eric Bogle. It's sung by Finbar Furry, one of the great players of the, boy, this is a, Uilean Pipes. That's a tough word. I think you'll like it. Its message is as true today as it might have been in 1916. So let's give a listen to the Uilean Pipes and the Furry Brothers with Davy Arthur performing The Green Fields of France.
Well, how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while, neath the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you are only 19 when you joined the great fallen in 1916. I hope you died well and I hope you died clean. Our young Willie McBride was it slow and obscene. Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave it a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined? Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed and forever behind the glass frame? in an old photograph, torn, battered and stained, and faded to yellow in the brown leather frame. Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fine slowly? Did I sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? The sun, now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer breeze that makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no gunfiring now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. To man's blind indifference, to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned. Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did he sound the death march as he lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Ah, young Willie, my bride, I can't help wondering why. To those that lie here, know why did they die? And did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end war? Well, the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying were all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
I agree with my Uncle Jim. That was very nice. Thanks for sharing that with us, Jim. Keep them coming. You know, I cut my dad a great deal of slack on the requests he makes. His taste and mine have some overlap, not a lot. He has some interesting requests at times, a couple that I've held my nose to play. This one, I got to tell you, if I hadn't paid $7.50 to get my hands on a CD that contained this track, I probably wouldn't be playing it. But I did spend the money, so I'm going to play it. I don't even know if my dad remembers whose song this was. He requested it over dinner in Kansas City a couple weeks ago. He asked if I could play Yucca Puck. And this was hard to find. I couldn't find it anywhere to download it. I usually am able to find pretty much anything I'm looking for. This was the theme music to Maury Amsterdam's radio show. Maury Amsterdam, who played Buddy Sorrell, the comedy writer on the Dick Van Dyke Show. I don't think this recording goes back as far as his radio show. I think he made an album during the height of his popularity on the Dick Van Dyke Show and re-recorded this for that. It's the only version of Yucca Puck that I could find, and the best thing I can say about it is that it's only 2 minutes and 41 seconds long. We can get through this.
Hey, Yucca Puck! 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 Yucca Puck!
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in, and life is a happy lot. But the man who's worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts creep up in a knot.
Yucca Puck! 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 Yucca Puck!
I got an aunt named Minnie, weighs 264. When she sits on a chair, there's so much of her there. Most of her sits on the floor.
Yucca Puck! 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 Yucca Puck!
I always use a dial phone. With me it never fails. I never get my number, but it manicures my nails.
Yucca Puck! 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 Yucca Puck!
Some people just love the ballet. They want to dance on their toes. Me, I'd rather be an elephant and squirt water through my nose.
Yucca Puck! 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 Yucca Puck!
My uncle is a very smart man. He does everything just right. He's even got a tree in his front room to keep his dog off the street at night.
Yucca Puck! 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 Yucca Puck!
What's yours?
Yucca Puck! Yucca Puck! Yucca Puck! Yucca Puck! Yucca Puck! Yucca Puck!
Well, if you can take that, then I think you can take what's coming up next. Another passing we need to note from this past week is Jim Carroll, whose namesake band was the Jim Carroll Band, released an album called Catholic Boy back in 1980, which, if you are of my inclinations and of my age, was kind of a punk record, or, you know, that you probably had some affinity for, or may have had. The Jim Carroll was the author. He was a college professor. He died this week of a heart attack at the age of 59. He taught poetry. He was a poet. He was a novel. Well, actually, his book, The Basketball Diaries, you may be familiar with. It was a film starring Leonardo DiCaprio some years ago. He was just an interesting guy, and this might be the best-known song off of the Catholic Boy album, and it seems eerily appropriate for tonight since he passed away this week.
Genesis the clue, he was 12 years old, fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug, 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia. Up in Manhattan, sly in Vietnam, bullet in the head, Bobby OD'd on Drano on the night that he was wed. There were two more friends of mine, two more friends that died.
Well, I think you get the idea. This might not be something that is best shared with this audience, but I thought it was important to give at least part of that a listen in memory of Jim Carroll, who left us this week far too young. You may be aware of this if it's important to you, that this Saturday, September 19th, is 2009's annual Talk Like a Pirate Day. Yes, there is such a thing. It's National Talk Like a Pirate Day. Arg mateys there. I've done it. Gotten out of the way a couple days early. And in honor of Talk Like a Pirate Day, we're going to have another visit from our good friends Bob and Ray. Bob and Ray. Why is that not playing?
Right now, though, I think we have something other or something more important to take care of, don't we?
What would that be?
To talk with this gentleman for a while.
What is he?
I am, yes.
Him.
I was told to come right up here by Mr. Wilbur Connolly.
Oh, the young squirt who works for us, old. Come on in and sit down then.
Well, he looks old, that young squirt.
Well, he's aged.
Worries.
He's aged in our
employ. He looks like
employ.
He worries a lot.
Mm-hmm. What is that, a pirate's hat you're
yes,
wearing?
Yes, it is, a pirate's hat.
And the patch over your eye, you have a cutlass there, too.
That's right.
You're dressed as a pirate, in other words.
I'm dressed as a pirate.
What do you call those pants, words. Doubloons that you're wearing?
No, doubloons is money.
Oh.
It's gold money.
Uh-huh.
Pantaloons.
Uh-huh.
These are pantaloons.
Do you,
Doubloons you put in your pantaloons.
Do you find that you're holding a balloon there, too, aren't you?
I am, and I'm a little loony.
Do you find that pirating in these days is...
Well, I'm not a real pirate. I don't want you to get that idea. I've just advertised a pirate shop that I own here in New York on Fifth Avenue.
Well, that's interesting. I never knew there was one.
No. Yes, there is. Well, you mustn't get up to the fancy part of Fifth Avenue.
No,
very often,
I guess not. You mean there's a...
You know where Tiffany's is?
Yes.
We're about 80 blocks south of there.
Well, you mean that there's a demand for pirate supplies and materials?
Quite a bit, although I wish the demand was greater. That's why I try to publicize pirating as a career by walking around the streets.
Well, what do you have?
Subways in this get-up of
what
mine.
Do you have there, like, if I wanted to
right
get
here,
out?
I have a summons. See, I've been pinched once
yes,
today.
Yes, I noticed that, but yeah. That's for not having a license as a mendicant,
that's
isn't
right.
it?
That's right. No, I'm not a mendicant.
Well, tell me, you sell cutlasses, I suppose, down there. And...
Sell cutlasses, these patches that you put over your eye. We sell planks that you can put on your boat to have people walk off of.
Mm-hmm.
We sell skull and crossbones. We sell...
Real skull and crossbones? Real ones?
And we sell rum, of course.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I run into trouble with the federal government.
Well, there you need another kind of license.
That's
then.
Right. And I don't have that license
You're
at
in
all.
All kinds of trouble, I should say.
Yes, we have records of yo-ho-ho.
Mm-hmm. Pieces of eight.
That's right. We have just about everything to equip a fellow who wants to become a sincere, earnest, hard-working pirate.
Well, how many would you say in the course of a year's time want to turn to piracy as... a means of livelihood.
Oh, I think several. It's just that they lack the courage and the know-how. I think also they don't realize that there's a store where they can equip themselves, and we have books on the subject.
Mm-hmm.
I think if people knew that this store, this service was available to them, they'd avail themselves of it.
Well, I think
period.
That's a very good point there.
Well, I think so.
Do you sell talking parrots and things to
right.
parrots to carry on their shoulder?
That's right.
And treasure chests? Treasure maps? Do you have those?
We have phony treasure maps that will send people off to the West Indies, down to the Caribbean, in search of pirate treasure.
But there's no treasure there.
As far as we know, there isn't. No, but it gives a fellow a sense of belonging, a sense of importance that we all need.
Well, thanks very much. I notice they're coming for you there. I can see through the glass door.
Oh, yes, I'm coming. Yes.
So, lots of luck with your job.
I'm coming.
There he goes. Back to his soil.
Singing guard.
I don't think he'll be in too.
No, I don't.
No, it's not Thursday Disco Fever. There's a reason for playing that song. One of the birthdays we've got coming up is... oh my God, my brain just completely shut down. Don Cornelius, longtime host of Soul Train. And of course, from 1973 to 1975, I think, TSOP, The Sound of Philadelphia, was of course the theme music for Soul Train. And we played that for Don Cornelius, who's no longer with us, was born on September 27th in the year 1936. Some other birthdays we want to mention, and I know you don't care about the specific dates, but people we have birthdays coming up for over the next few weeks before I'm back on the air. We've got Bruce Springsteen, Shel Silverstein, Benny King, Gene Autry, Jerry Lee Lewis, Al Martino, the Cheesy Lounge. My face is broken today. I don't always enunciate that great, but boy, am I lousy at it tonight. I need to slow down and move my lips when I speak. That's what I need to do. So those are some of the birthdays we're not going to hear songs. Birthday boys and girls we're not going to hear songs by tonight. One of the birthdays we've got coming up that we do want to celebrate. Wait a minute. What's this? Wait a second.
I have to say, I keep telling you, we don't work like that. You know, I'm sorry. I keep saying it ain't that kind of thing. I don't take requests, and I don't do, you know, you don't yell out at me. I don't like people yelling at me no damn way, okay? Forget it. Oh, na, 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 na.
Yeah, just forget it. We don't play requests if you're just yelling them out at me. No damn way. Of course, that was Ray Charles having a bad night. And Ray's got a birthday coming up on September 23rd. And this is for you, Ray. Happy birthday, wherever you're at. Knocking them out of the park.
Shake my head and then I walk away. I have to walk away. And y'all listen to this. I just want to tell you people. I want to tell you just how I feel. Can you hear me now? Oh, I want to tell all you people out there. I want to tell you just how I feel. Oh, how I feel. I feel so bad, I feel so bad because my woman, she gave me a dirty deal. The child messed up my mind. I have That's part of me. Little devil do me. Woo! Sing it to me loud. Somebody help me. Help me find my way. Woo!
See me walking down the street, and I start to cry each time we meet. Walk on by, walk on by. Make believe that you don't see the tears, just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you break down and cry. Walk on by. I just can't get over losing you. And so if I seem broken and blue, walk on by. Walk on by. Pride is all that I have left, so let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me when you said goodbye. Walk on by, walk on by.
Yeah, and that really is a nice version of Walk On By. Of course, that's a great song written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. Hal David wrote the lyrics. I like to think that Diana Krall, who is also Mrs. Elvis Costello, has in some subtle ways demonstrated the influence of his musical world on her work. Elvis wrote and recorded an album with Burt Bacharach a few years ago called Painted from Memory. I'll probably play something off of that one of these days. So I'd like to think that some of her affinity for Burt Bacharach is in some way connected with that. That was, of course, a great big hit for Dionne Warwick. And there's a pretty nice version of that, I think, recorded by Isaac Hayes as well. We're going to stay in a pretty mellow mood for the rest of the program. I mentioned at the top of the show we were going to go kind of long, since I'm going to miss doing this program for a couple of weeks. And I certainly enjoy it, and I enjoy spinning records for you folks. As we talk about the birthdays that we're celebrating and over the course of the next few weeks, one of them on September 23rd, we commemorate the anniversary of the birth of the great John Coltrane. And taking a little bit of a left field turn, I'm going to play a version of Lush Life that's from a record that John Coltrane recorded with a singer, a great singer named Johnny Hartman. And this was kind of a lost record for many, many years. It was recorded sometime in the mid to early 60s and was out of print for many years. And in the 90s, it was issued on compact disc. And I think that Johnny Hartman is a lost treasure. He kind of fell off the map in the years that intervened. But we do have things like this to enjoy now.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come-what-may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant K-traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Ah, yes, I was wrong again. And only last year, everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again, a trough full of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris, please, the bite of it, all I care is to smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still
burning inside my brain. Romance is much, stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely.
I misspoke or fibbed or something a little bit earlier when I said we were going to stay in this mellow mood for the rest of the program. There was something I almost forgot that I wanted to play tonight. A week or so ago, I watched The Life and Times of Hank Greenberg on Netflix On Demand. Wasn't the best constructed documentary I've ever seen, but it had a lot of good information about Mr. Greenberg, the great, great ball player, Detroit Tiger, for almost all of his career. And since the baseball season, the regular season anyway, and the Jewish high holidays will come and go before I'm back with you, I thought it would be appropriate to do something for Mr. Greenberg, the late Mr. Greenberg, who famously refused to play on Yom Kippur. And I think that was in 38 or 39. I'm not sure what year that was. This little gem came to my attention through watching the documentary, and it's kind of interesting because it's a moment in time, a very brief moment that it reflects in Hank Greenberg's life, because through a misunderstanding, the ownership of the Detroit Tigers thought that there was a chance that Hank was going to wind up, had a desire to wind up with the New York Yankees. And what they did rather ignominiously was collude with the rest of the owners in the American League to have his to go on waivers and have his contract assigned somewhere into the National League where they would never have to have Hank Greenberg play against them. He wound up finishing his career, playing the last year of his career in 1947 for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And coincidentally, a year before that, the Pittsburgh Pirates were bought by a syndicate, and the syndicate that purchased the Pirates had one very famous partner, and that was Bing Crosby. So during the last year of Hank Greenberg's career, he played for the Pirates during the first year, the first full season of Bing Crosby's participation in the ownership of the Pirates. So this song that makes that reflects Hank Greenberg as a Pittsburgh Pirate really reflects a very brief moment in time. And on this recording, you're going to hear Groucho Marx, Bing Crosby, and the voice of Hank Greenberg himself. And this is from 1947. This is "Goodbye, Mr. Ball, Goodbye."
Anyhow, I have in my copy, my pocket, a copy of a song I want you to sing.
Something clever?
Yeah, it could be. I didn't write it. It was written by Bill Corum and Harold Smith, and if this song goes over, I'll make a fortune.
Well, your name isn't on the tune. How are you going to make a fortune?
I've got to take it on the Irish sweepstakes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyhow, Bing, this is a song about Greenberg, and if you don't mind, I'll teach it to you and vice versa.
Okay, let's break in the song.
Why not get the key from John Scott Trotter? And we won't have to break it in.
You're so smart.
We've heard about those old-time dangerous pirates of Captain Kidd and Silver John the Long. But we prefer those modern dangerous pirates. As our victims walk the plank, we sing this song. Oh, goodbye, Mr. Ball, goodbye. You are gonna see an awful lot of sky.
Don't hang around for Richard to open up that door.
When Hankus Pankus hits you where you've never been hit before.
Oh, goodbye, Mr. Ball, goodbye. You had better kiss your relatives goodbye. When Hank comes to the plate, Ball, you're gonna be out late.
So goodbye, Mr. Ball, goodbye. Goodbye, Mr. Ball, goodbye. Say hello there to the sun up in the sky.
A plate is mighty handy to eat the lean and fat,
but not when Hank the Greenberg serves it up with his big bat. Oh, goodbye, Mr. Ball, goodbye. Go fly till the blue has met the dawn up in the sky. When Hank gets home run itch,
Ball, you're gonna drop a stitch.
So goodbye, Mr. Ball, goodbye.
Could be finer than a partner like Ralph Kiner in the outfield. And I am confirming that I'll work for Billy Herman in the infield.
Oh, goodbye, Mr. Ball, goodbye. You had better kiss your relatives goodbye.
Wait a minute. When the count is 2-0 and I let that third one go, what happens then?
You're out.
Oh, goodbye, Mr. Hank, goodbye.
And furthermore, when I think I've got a hit and it winds up in Slaughter's mitt, how about that?
Too bad.
Oh, goodbye, Mr. Hank, goodbye. Oh, Mr. Greenberg, goodbye. Mr. Hank, goodbye.
And just when you thought it was safe and I'd be all out of birthdays to mention, and there are many more that I'm not even going to talk about tonight, I'd want to mention that October 1st would have been the birthday of the late Donnie Hathaway, who took a dive off of a building. And that's my cat. And October 2nd, Don McLean's birthday. They named a sandwich after him at McDonald's, and I think that's a fine way to honor the author of American Pie. One of the truly great musical men of letters has a birthday coming up on Monday, the 21st of September, and that's Mr. Leonard Cohen. And it's tough to pick out a Leonard Cohen song to play. Of course, I played a song he wrote last week. We're going to listen to Leonard in his own voice. This is Tower of Song.
Thank you.
my friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play, and I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming on. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet, but I hear him coughing all night long. Oh, 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song. Sorry, baby, doesn't look like me at all. I'm standing by the window where the light is strong. How they don't let a woman kill you, not in the Tower of Song. Grown bitter, but of this you may be sure. The rich have got their channels in the bedrooms of the poor, and there's a mighty judgment coming, but I may be wrong. You see, you hear these funny voices in the Tower of Song. I see you standing on the other side. I don't know how the river got so wide. I loved you, baby, way back when. And all the bridges are burning that we might have crossed, but I feel so close to everything that we lost. We'll never have to lose it again. Now I bid you farewell, I don't know when I'll be back. They're moving us tomorrow to that tower down the track, but you'll be hearing from me, baby, long after I'm gone. I'll be speaking to you sweetly from a window in the Tower of Song. Just pay my rent every day in the Tower of Song.
Another Bacharach and David tune, but that's not why I played it. I played it because September 30th is the birthday of Marilyn McCoo, who sang lead vocals on that Fifth Dimension track. Quite a beautiful singing voice. We're winding things up on this week's edition of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. With one last birthday. As always, we close the show with Johnny Mathis's Sweet Thursday. And of course, Johnny's birthday is also on September 30th, although he wasn't born in the same year as Marilyn. But they do share a birthday. We'll be rolling the rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following our closing theme. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in. Look in your email in a couple weeks for a reminder for the return of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. We'll be back with episode 19 on October 8th, if all things go according to Hoyle. Thanks, everybody, and good night.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People need by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?